Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? Were companies supposed to guarantee jobs for life? Was the government supposed to rescue everyone? Were universities supposed to grant degrees that promised unbelievable opportunities? The world has changed. There is plenty of blame to go around. But the solution is within you. All humans were made entrepreneurs. In the caves, we were all self-employed. We had to find food to feed ourselves. That's how human history began. That is the entrepreneurial experience we must rediscover. We have it within ourselves to take control of our careers, to take control of the future we want. Soon after the CEO of Me, Inc. paradigm turned the business world on its head in 1997, Rod Colon left a prominent position on Wall Street to become its most outspoken advocate. Today, as a motivational speaker, career strategist, and radio show host, Rod travels worldwide speaking with professional groups, colleges, and corporate leaders to deliver his unique call to action, own your career. Tonight, get ready to learn as Rod Colon and his guests share their best practices to own your career.
Good evening. This is Rod Colon, and welcome to Own Your Career on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals in how to manage their career as a business, to own their career and become the chief executive officer of a powerful and wonderful enterprise, and that's you. Producing our show this evening is Wanda Sharif Rodriguez, and I look forward to taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Feel free to call at any time with any questions that you have. Tonight's theme is the three phases of the in-person interview, and certainly was going to do this program last week, but I was unbelievably detained in on the airport. I was about 6 hours behind, and so we are doing it this evening. It's good to be back. We've been on a little hiatus here for a while, and full of energy, and looking forward to another wonderful programs coming up over the year. And thanks again to Wanda Sharif Rodriguez, who's producing our show this evening, and always there backing me up. So let's start with the aspect of the three phases of the in-person interview, and how it actually started a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Someone asked me, Rod, do you have a podcast around the interview? And I said, yes, I'm sure we do. And well, I have one on the phone interview. I have one on negotiations. I have one on multiple aspects of the interview, but not the three phases, which is I've been coaching for many, many years with great results. So I will, in part, I'm just sharing the three aspects of the interview process. So before we begin, let's just set a scenario of the pre-work, and we've had some programs around this, what to do before the interview, and certainly you're going to do the searches, you're going to do your career and networking intelligence and business intelligence on the individuals, you're going to gather as much information as possible, you're going to own the job description. These are all past podcasts. So now you're at the interview, and you know you look great, you smell good, but not overly too strong of cologne or perfume, and you're all set. So we have the handshake. It's a nice, strong, solid handshake, not over powerful, not too soft, but limpy, Gumby-ish. And we're now ready. It's showtime. It's what you've been working for. It's what everything you've done is now in play. So the first step or the first phase are the questions you're going to be asked. And for all of you, I have two documents, one with 50 questions and another one with 64 questions that if you email me or just send me a note on LinkedIn, I'll be happy to share. They're about 150 about 14 questions, or typically ask questions with good responses and how to respond. And if you respond in a certain way, how will it be perceived? So that's something that I like to give to those individuals who I coach. And you're welcome to it. Just drop me a note on LinkedIn. So typically, the first question, and as I'm looking at, you know, that first question, which is typically tell me about yourself or something like that, so that they can just get comfortable with your cadence, with how you speak, and kind of just get you comfortable if you're nervous. And this is a question that you just have to hit out of the box, kind of hit it out of the yard. And the tell me about yourself question is really about tell me about yourself that is relevant to my need. Okay. And as you prepare for this question and you're doing your homework, you should be able to easily answer this with, you know, this is what I've done over the last few years. We're not going back to prehistoric ages. We're not going to high school. We're not saying that I was born in Puerto Rico and, you know, mom and dad came over on a boat. No, we're just going back a couple of years. And it's really a highlight. So think about the crawler underneath a news station, a CNN, or anything of that standpoint. Right? So you want to be looking at those types of things, which are going to be very, very important for us. Right? So when you're doing that, you want to talk about what have you done and what was the impact. Those things are critical. What did you do and what was the impact? Those things are going to be key. So if I'm sharing that part, which is what have I done and what is the impact, and let's say it's a project manager role, I will say these are the things that I've done at these companies, with these individuals. This is the overall what I was working on, and this was the result. Remember that you're going to be covering this as if you're the director and producer of a show, and I need you to be as passionate in your own way, stories and individuals. So I can say, if the question is to me, well, Rod, tell me a little bit about yourself. I says, well, then I'm a motivational speaker. I've been doing that for over 20 years. And that's it. And not impressive. Doesn't separate me from anyone else. And you really want to get into the guts of what is it that you're doing. I says, well, I mean, I'm a motivational speaker. I work with, you know, thousands of individuals from kids in middle school to executives around the world. I help with them. I do programs and workshops and cover diversity and inclusion and multiple other things as well. And all those things are going to be in line with what they're looking for. And how do I know what they're looking for is what's on the job description. So your cues are part of the job description. And that's key to the getting ready. So this is the first question. And how many times have I asked the question when I was on the corporate side or the agency side? And it was just, well, you know, there's really not much to say. Yeah, people have said that to me. Or, well, you know, I'm this and that. And just, you know, kind of a solid, mediocre answer. And it just sets it off to almost like striking out on you. You know, first pitch down the middle and you missed it completely. Then, you know, just swung and missed. So you want to really be up for it, excited and passionate, just tell about your things. And then, so, you know, tell me about yourself. And then based on that, they're going to take more questions. Oh, that's interesting. Well, how did you do this? And how did you do this perspective or that perspective? And then you're just going to be back and forth. And always remember, you want to share it from a perspective of, what is it, and what was the impact? That those are going to be key. So some of the questions that they can ask, and I'll just highlight some of this. You know, what can you do for us that someone else can't? Think about that one. How about this one? Why should we hire you? What do you look for in a job? Just recently, I interviewed with an organization, and they asked me, Rod, why shouldn't we hire you? That's a good question. And kind of going in and approaching it from that perspective. You know, how long would it take you to make a meaningful contribution in our firm? Did you change the nature of your job? Can you work under pressure and deal with deadlines? If your present or last position, what problems did you identify that had previously been overlooked? Right, so these are part of the questions that I prepare someone as to just get ready. Know yourself. Know the job. Know the insides. So if you could start your career all over again, what would you do differently, Rod? And so I'm prepared. I'm like, no, that's a great question. And always use, that's a great question. Can you elaborate? Could you expand? Can you repeat? As a way of just giving yourself some extra time. So just a pause, just a little extra time. See, now that's a great question, Joe. If I could start career all over again, what would you do? So now I repeat the question to give me a little bit more time. I said, you know, it's really interesting. I am a product of my good, of my bad, and of my ugly. And I have to say that I've had all three. And I'm excited and I'm proud of who I've become and of the skill sets that I have and of things that I've learned and of the failures that I've had. Because I am the person who I am today and across the table really excited about this opportunity and the skills that I have and the experience that I have and the impact that I have that would make me an ideal person for this role. So to answer your question, would I change anything? No, because if I changed anything, it means I wouldn't be here across the table from you. And I'm really excited about this and the opportunity that you have, that you're presenting to me. Now, you're not going to, you know, word for word repeat what I'm saying, but I just want you to have an idea to be prepared. Don't let any of these questions kind of fluster you, right? And there are times that people want to fluster you, want to push you. They're looking to pick you apart. Unless you came through an employee referral or someone in the known network, where then the interview is more of selecting things that you have and bringing you in, typically it's about picking you apart and all the reasons why we shouldn't select you. Here's another question. What career options do you have at this moment? It's a positive career option. Keeping my eyes open, but this opportunity in front of me, this opportunity that you have is the best, is really what I'm excited about. Always remember that who you're across is always the best opportunity. Okay? How would you define success? That's a good one. How successful do you think you've been so far? I've been highly successful from that perspective. And back it up. Why? And have reasons for that. What do you know about our organization? This is where business intelligence comes to play. You know, the production services, the revenues, the reputation, the image, the goals, the management style, the people, the history and philosophy, the mission, the vision, national, global. Tell them and why you're excited about them. Tell us why you want to work for us. Please give me the definition of the position for which you're being interviewed. They may ask you to summarize the position you're interviewing for. Be prepared. Okay. Do you prefer staff or line work? Well, I really can't tell on the job description what it is, so give a little of both. They may say, you know, which one are you better? Which one do you prefer? Don't you think you might be better suited for a different size company, to a different type of company? Wow, that's really interesting. Why would you say that? What is it about my background that would make you think that? Because for me, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I think I'm in line with the work that there is. If you could choose any company, where would you go? If you could choose any company, where would you go? There's only one answer, the company I'm interviewing with. And tomorrow, the company I'm interviewing with. And the next day, the company I'm interviewing with. I can't tell you how many times individuals are saying, well, I like this company, the one I'm interviewing with, but I really would love Google. I really would love something else. Well, okay. Remember, you're running a business. Remember, what we're all about is running a great operation, a great prize. And these are our clients. and we want to put the red carpet out for them. What are your long-range goals? What do you find most attractive about this position? What seems least attractive about it? In your current or last position, what features did you like and didn't like? Okay. Be ready. Be prepared. In your last position, could you give me 5 examples of how you demonstrated success? If you're listening to these questions about how you think, about your most recent work that's relevant, what have you done, what have you accomplished? And many students in college will say, but Rod, I haven't worked. I haven't. Wait a second. Maybe not for money, but you've done volunteer work. You've done work at school. You're in associations. You're in clubs. You're in various programs. That's all part of your experience. Remember, you're the director, screenplay writer, producer of your show, of your pitch. You don't want to lie. We're not asking you to do that. But be creative. Excited about what you've done and where you're going. Because if you're not, the person across the table won't be either. Right? There's so much of it that's on your resume that they liked already. You're in the interview. You got past that phase. Now it's about them seeing if that what's on paper merits equal prominence in person. And that's key. That's important. So these are all things that are part of phase one. All questions. You know, it's like that tennis match that give you another question and another question and another question and another question. And don't get upset. Don't get hyper. Don't get, now they may ask you a question that may go into something that's not on the job description. Well, Rod, as a motivational speaker and coach, an executive coach, have you ever worked in Tokyo, in Japan, and worked with the folks of Japan? I would say, that's a great question. Worked in Japan? No, I've never worked in Japan. But I have worked in Asia. It's certainly not the same thing, and I certainly don't want to disrespect the question. But let me just give you some context as to my experience working in Asia, but not in Japan. And I give them that experience and some of my impacts, which were related to coaching and as a motivational speaker, which is what's on the job description. And then I'll loop it back saying, and one of the key reasons why I'm really excited about this opportunity is that it will enable me to go to Japan and get experience in working with the Japanese professional. And I'm excited about that. So whenever you notice or deem that there could be a perceived, use that as the loop back as to why you're excited about the opportunity. When we come back from our break, we'll cover how to wrap phase one seamlessly into phase two and what to do there and how to handle phase two, which is the questions that you're going to ask. And we always ask questions. This is Rod Colon on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. And we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a coach to help take your career to the next level? Or a motivational speaker to make your next event more successful? Then reach out to Rod Colon, career coach and motivational speaker. Rod has a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in today's global economy, a perspective built on over 25 years of experience as a corporate HR management insider, agency recruiter, master networker, motivational speaker, and career coach. In demand for his coaching and motivational abilities, Rod demonstrates the power of networking as a giving and sharing activity, and aggressively challenges professionals to be relentless in building their networking skills while managing their careers as a business. The CEO of Me Incorporated. To find out more about Rod's services, go to rodcolon.com or call 732-367-5580. That's go to rodcolon.com. RodColon.com or call 732-367-5580.
It's about to go down. You don't want to miss the 2017 Millennial Leadership Summit happening on Friday, April 21st at the University Science Center in the heart of University City in Philadelphia. Join over 100 companies who will send their millennial leaders to experience this amazing career transformation event. Visit www.millennialleadershipphilly.com to register for your early bird ticket today.
Hi, this is Rod Colon, and I am a HISPA role model. The HISPA role model program consists of 6 visits by HISPA role models over the school year. During the in-school visits, a diverse group of Hispanic professionals shares their cultural backgrounds, professional careers, and educational experience that allowed them to achieve their personal and professional goals. The content and format of the presentations are tailored to the school and or education program, ranging from informal classroom discussions to formal auditorium presentations. HISPA Role Model Program provides an opportunity for students to personally identify with Latino professionals who, with their stories, will inspire and motivate them to set goals, believe in their dreams, and pursue higher education. Results from our post-HISPA Role Model Program surveys have demonstrated that HISPA student attitude toward higher education has positively changed by the completion of the school year program. The focus of the presentations will be in sharing key experiences that allow them to achieve their professional goals. The role model program presentations will be tailored to the school or educational program requirements, ranging from informal classroom presentations to formal auditorium presentations. The main objective is for the students to see themselves in the role models and envision the possibilities of determining and achieving their own dreams. For more information, go to HISPA.org and register as a role model. You will be contacted on next steps. That's HISPA.org, HISPA.org. Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to On Your Career. This is Rob Colon on Block Talk Radio, online at blocktalkradio.com/career. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. So now the manager has politely has moved to, do you have any questions? By now, you can sense if things have gone well, if you've answered the questions well. You could look at their body language, the sense of excitement of them to take your questions or not. Just read that. When we transition from questions you're asked to questions that you will ask, you want to appreciate their time, appreciate the information that they've shared, and your excitement and enthusiasm for what you've heard and what they've shared. So you want to express this sense of, you know, sense of interest. And then you go into, yes, I have a few questions. Now, just recently, I worked with these questions as well. I use these questions, these answers, the questions I asked, in an interview just recently, just to kind of see, you know, would it work. And these were the 3 questions that I asked. And remember that the questions you're asking are questions that you want them to continue to help them to perceive you as the winner, that you're separating yourself from the others. There are a million questions you can ask about the job, about benefits, about compensation, about multiple things. Truly interested in knowing at some point. my view is that the questions you need answered to say yes, we will ask them during the negotiation stage. And the questions that I want you to ask now are ones that are thought-provoking and continue to view and help them to perceive you as successful and different and unique. So these are the three questions that I ask, but you can come up with your own that are comparable. The first question I ask is, how do you measure success? Okay, and usually there's a pause, usually it gets them to think, but the whole aspect of the question, and you can take notes as well when you're with the response and the answer to this, so that they're looking and seeing that, you know, the interest level on your part, is you're making them think. And the question is about success. In essence, you want to be successful. So what does it take, you know, for you to be successful? Okay, so how do they measure success? Very important. Just asked it recently, pause them, and everything that I want as far as a response, I got. The second question that I ask is, in the next 6 months, what would I have to do in the next 6 months, what would I have to do to meet and exceed your expectations? In the next 6 months, what would I have to do to meet and exceed your expectations? All right? So I'll ask the question first is, what would I have to do to meet your expectations? Let them answer that. And then I'm going to go into, what do I need to do to exceed your expectations? And cover that. So these are two questions that certainly will help and will support you from that perspective. Okay? The third question that I come up with is, it's really about what is it about the individual that will set them apart, right, from this perspective, which is, have you had someone in your group that is an all-star, that is amazing, that is a Hall of Famer, that is just fantastic? Someone either currently or in the past that you have just viewed as a superstar. And then when they say, you know, and I might ask them, you know, can you think of somebody like that? There's someone in the past or present that just has been unbelievable. And they usually say, yes, I'm not looking for their name. And then I'm asking them, what is it about their background? What is it about their character and their competence that sets them apart from others? Trust equals competence plus character. And that's key. Okay? So one of the things that we're going to look for is continuing to separate yourself from the others. So what is it about your character and your competence that sets you apart from everyone else? And that's key. So those are three really good questions that will help you to be perceived as a winner, or questions like that, things that are thought-provoking, questions that will kind of get them that way. But compare that question with, what type of compensation? What are the benefits? Will I have a car? Where will I sit? What are the toughest things about this job? How much vacation? Or some actually go and ask questions that try to help them to be really impressive about the knowledge of a particular area, technical wizardry or whatever, that the actual manager and the individuals are not aware of, and they're like, what is this individual trying to accomplish? Remember that you will have the opportunity to ask all your questions that you need answered for you to say yes once they've said yes. And the questions that you ask will create the continued perception of helping them to say, this is someone who is unique. This is someone who thinks about the team. This is someone who thinks about the organization. This is someone who really gets it right. So now, one of the things here that we have to be really careful is we want to make sure that we seamlessly move into step three or phase three, which is to close. But at this point, don't use a question to say, what should be my next step? Many individuals ask that as one of their questions, and it could infer that the individual is really tired, they're not interested, they want to move along, they're just, you know, want to get out of here, meaning the interviewee. So I usually will say, you know, thank you so much for, you know, this opportunity to ask questions. At this point, that's what I have, but I'm sure as we move further, I'll have other questions, you know, down the road. But thank you so much. Right? So we're doing good. We're working well. Now, the last piece is the close. Okay? And in the close, how you want to handle it is let them close first. Well, thank you so much, Rod. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for all these wonderful things, you know, that you share. You said fantastic. Great. Well, human resources, Rod, will be in touch with you. As we mentioned early on, you're the first of five individuals to be that we're interviewing, and we're looking forward to, you know, having you back or whatever, right? So whatever they say, whatever you say, what we want to cover is thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Learned quite a bit, you know, through this process. And here's the key point. I am very interested in this role. I am really excited. It's a role that I could see myself in. It's a role I could see myself providing quite a bit of value. And I'm looking forward to being part of the team. It's important that you state that you're interested because they cannot read minds and they certainly can't read body language. And I can't tell you how many times I've interviewed individuals in the past that I go with my colleagues and say, well, what do you think? I said, man, this guy was really good. Yeah, or she was really good, but, you know, their body language didn't show that. Like they were disinterested. They probably have something else. Someone went with, you know, candidate two or candidate three. So just keep that in mind. So that's the first part, which is appreciate, thank the information. You know, I'm extremely interested. Then the last part is you want to confirm the follow-up. You indicated, Joe, that in the next few weeks, let's say 2 or 3 weeks, HR will be in touch with me. Fantastic. Is there someone's name I should have to expect their call? Oh, no, it could be anybody, or they'll give me the name. Great. Joe, if in 3 weeks I don't hear from Nancy, is it okay if I call and email you to follow up? And this is a good way of kind of finding out how did it go without asking how did it go. And please don't do that. How did I do? It just weakens your position. It's like you're at tens all the time, and then at the end you go, huh, you know, did I do okay? What do you think? Do you like me? I don't think it's something that you want to do. I know it's something you don't want to do. So let's make sure that you keep to that business owner mentality and mindset and the specifics, you know, from that perspective. Okay? So we want to work the details out there. So going from that perspective on, we want to make sure that we say, well, great. Well, if in 3 weeks I don't hear back from this individual, is it okay if we if I reach out to you, I call you, I contact you, an email, and says, absolutely, please do so. Would love it. Would be great. Looking forward to it. And you're now getting a sense that this individual is fairly interested in you, which is very important. Okay? And that's going to be key. If they say, no, please don't call me, I'll call you, you know, it didn't go well. It's okay. It didn't go well. But at least you know. Or it could be somewhere in between. So these are things that you want to, you know, be aware of. And when they say, you know, thank you so much and really appreciate it and all that, and you shake their hand as you're leaving, you could leave, as any business, a leave behind. And a leave behind is simply a little in a folder with a business card in the inside, which things and accomplishments, things that you've done, programs, anything that is related to the role that you can leave behind. Because I would say out of 100 interviews, I may have one or two individuals that will leave something behind. But as a business owner, think of it, as a business owner, would you ever go in a program or a process or something like that by, you know, leaving something behind? And that goes really, really well. So from that perspective, right? So you want to do everything you can to work that standpoint as far as you giving all the information as possible. So as you're closing, as everything is working out and closing out, it should be pretty good. And I wish you all the best in all the aspects of the interview. Wanted to make sure that I circled everything with you. Make sure that when it says to follow up in 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, that you absolutely do that. All right. So with that, I wish you a wonderful week and a wonderful program. And this is a wonderful, just a podcast from just a standpoint of making sure that we have the interview nice and tight. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you during the week. Send me a note on LinkedIn and share your thoughts in our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career. Thank you to Wanda Sharif Rodriguez for producing our show this evening. I appreciate you, our listeners, and I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. That's good. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking live. And until next week, this is Rod Colone with Own Your Career. Thank you.
It's about to go down. You don't want to miss the 2017 Millennial Leadership Summit happening on Friday, April 21st at the University Science Center in the heart of University City in Philadelphia. Join over 100 companies who will send their millennial leaders to experience this amazing career transformation event. Visit www.millennialleadershipphilly.com to register for your early bird ticket today.